This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure. B is for bourbon. Hello, and welcome to the Edible Alphabet, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. This is our second round of the alphabet, and we'll be focusing on American classics. For the letter B, we'll learn about a favorite American beverage, bourbon. Bourbon is a style of whiskey that can only be made in America. It's a spirit distilled from mash that must be at least 51% corn and is aged in new, charred white oak barrels for a minimum of 2 years. It's usually bottled at between 80 and 125 proof, and only spring water that has been filtered by limestone can be used to lower the alcoholic proof. Corn-based spirits have been made in America as early as 1746. Evan Williams of Bourbon County, in present-day Kentucky, opened the first distillery in the region in 1783, and only a few years later, barrels of corn whiskey were floated downstream on flatboats to markets in the South. Bourbon, as we're familiar with, originated with Reverend Elijah Craig of Royal Spring, Virginia, in 1789. According to legend, a fire damaged the barrels he was using to make corn whiskey, and being too cheap to purchase new ones, he simply used the charred casks, giving the whiskey many of the vanilla, smoke, and caramel flavors we associate with bourbon. In the past, the United States government has had a tenuous relationship with American-based spirit taxes. In the 1791 Whiskey Rebellion, President George Washington was forced to send militias to western Pennsylvania to quash uprisings of whiskey distillers, angered by the latest tax on spirits. Many of these distillers picked up and moved to Kentucky. Nearly 100 years later, Ulysses S. Grant, who was said to be enamored by bourbon, and his presidency were enmeshed in scandal when government officials, including Grant's own secretary, were investigated for allegedly accepting bribes from a group of whiskey distillers, known as the Whiskey Ring, who wanted to avoid the liquor taxes. 1920s prohibition was a blow to distillers across the country. Some bourbon makers were able to stay in business by providing medicinal whiskey to pharmacies, but many more simply went bust. During this time, plenty of blended whiskey was smuggled across the Canadian border to sate thirsty throats. The prevalence of Canadian whiskey changed the palate of many American drinkers, leading bourbon sales to remain low even after prohibition. Many consumers had moved on to gin and rum. Bourbon sales remained low until the 1980s, when many distillers took a cue from high-end Scotch sales and began marketing high-end, smaller batch bourbon. From the fields of Kentucky to a mint julep, old-fashioned, or simply enjoyed neat, bourbon has been an American favorite for more than 200 years. For more, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time for C is for Chili Con Carne. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.